Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, friends. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, where we draw daily strength and inspiration from God's Word to live victorious lives. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Wherever you're listening from, your car, your home, or even during your morning walk, I pray this moment blesses you richly. Today, our devotional topic is humility before God and others. And our Bible text is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, which says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others." Let me start with a true story I came across in Forbes magazine a few years ago. It was about Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft. When Nadella took leadership, Microsoft was struggling with internal competition and prideful culture. Instead of leading with arrogance, he modeled humility, listening more, learning from even the lowest staff, and encouraging collaboration over competition. That humble posture transformed Microsoft's culture and, eventually, its success. This story is a reminder that humility is not weakness, it is power under control. It is the posture that allows God's grace to flow and relationships to flourish. The Bible tells us in James chapter 4, verse 6 that God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Think about that for a moment. Do you want God as your helper or as your opponent? Here's a question for you today. How often do you pause to put someone else's interest ahead of your own? Friend, when you do, you reflect the very heart of Jesus, who humbled himself, took on flesh, and went to the cross for you and me. That's the highest picture of humility. Philippians 2, verse 5 to 8. Another question. Do you sometimes feel overlooked when you humble yourself? Let me encourage you, humility may look like a step down, but with God, it's always a step up. Jesus said in Luke 14, verse 11, "For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." So, don't be afraid of humility. Don't fear that being humble makes you less. Instead, remember this: humility opens the door for God to lift you in His own way, at His own time. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Take a moment to reflect. Where in my life do I need to lay down pride and choose humility? Before God, my family, my colleagues, or even in my friendships. Here's today's action point. Consciously choose to serve someone today without expecting recognition. Maybe it's helping a coworker, showing kindness to a stranger, or simply listening with patience. Let your humility shine, because in doing so, you reflect Christ Himself. So, as you go out today, carry this truth with you. Humility isn't about thinking less of yourself. It's about thinking of yourself less, so that God and others can shine through you. Now, let's make a positive declaration for today. Say this after me, loud and bold. Today, I walk in humility. I honor God and I value others. Pride has no place in me. God's grace rests upon me, and He will lift me up in due season. I am strong, I am favored, and I am walking in victory. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Teach us to walk in true humility before you and others. Remove every trace of pride from our hearts and help us to reflect Christ in all we do. I pray for every listener right now. May their day be filled with grace, favor, and open doors. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Friends, thank you for tuning in today. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone else. And remember, with humility comes grace, with grace comes strength, and with strength comes victory. Until next time, keep winning every day. Thank you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life. Right now.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.